and her name was Florence. And that child is living now over here at Bandera, Texas. And that's just this side of San Antonio somewhere. And I hear from her. She and I exchanged Christmas cards. And then she wrote me, she told me, and that she wrote me a nice letter about a month ago and told me that around Christmas she was always so busy she didn't get a chance to write to me, and she was taking that chance then to write me a nice letter, and she'd let me know all about the other children. I practically nursed for Miss and Mr. Her father was a butcher here, and he was a butcher, and he had a brother, Louis, and then his father was old man. Miss would call him old man. But they killed that cattle right here, and where the city hall is, where the city library is now, that's where they had the market. And they'd have the stalls, they'd have three stalls, and the big steaks would be laying. I'd follow my grandmother down there, the steaks would be laying out there. And you know, they didn't have any flies, we didn't see them. I don't know where the flies and mosquitoes were in those days. But it's like it is down in Mexico, just those big steaks out there. And Miss was lived next door to us, and she had Florence, and then she had a boy by the name of Kyle and Eugene. And those children would get sick. Our doctors were very poor and short here. And my grandmother was just like a doctor. And she'd go over there, and Dr. and Ms. would always call Aunt Mariah. And she'd go over there, and she'd doctor those children well. And like the doctor said, that the old women knew more about children than they did. But, and Miss was such a good woman. We didn't have ice boxes in those days. We didn't have screens in those days. And where the mosquitoes were, I guess we didn't feel them or something, I don't know.
Have you done much traveling?
No, I haven't, Donna, not too very much. But I've gone up to San Antonio, I have many times, and I've been to California 5 or 6 different times. I have a niece and living at Berkeley, and then she's the little girl that led my children into the Catholic Church. Her name is Juanita, but she's a now. She married one of the old soldiers, and his name was Captain John, not a captain, what was his? I don't remember what his initials were, the honor they gave him, but he ran off from home when he was 17 years old and joined the army, put his age up to join the army, ran off from his mother, and he's still living. His head's white as that blouse you have on, and my niece writes us, and she has given us the age, his age. He's in his 90s, I think. But they have 2 sons, John Jr. and then Donald. And after he retired, they moved to Berkeley, California. And what she wanted up there, I don't know, because it's cold out there. I was out there in June and almost froze to death with a fur coat on. It's awfully cold up in Berkeley. Now, Los Angeles, the weather is better there. But if you leave in the morning comfortably, by noon you're going to have a coat to put on in Los Angeles. And we'd go riding on Sunday evening, and those little towns are so close together and so many little ones, you'd run out of one right into another. And I intended to take a pencil and paper and write down the names of each one of those little short towns.